over to Speaker Rivas.
I want to thank all of you for being here, and Carissa for the work that she has done here, the work that you all have done here. But as was mentioned, these are all internal cameras, not for campaign stuff. We intentionally don't have media in these discussions. This is the third discussion that we're hosting across California. The first one was in Los Angeles. Second one we did was in Fresno. And this one is special to me because this is home, as you all know. All of you know my story. My roots are here. I grew up in Almaden Vineyards in Piscinas, not far from here. I come from a family of immigrant farm workers. Who immigrated here from Mexico in the early 60s. And why? Because like many of our families, this was the place where economic prosperity was possible for our families, a place of opportunity. And my mom was a single parent. My grandfather was a farm worker his entire life, and he was essentially my father who raised my brother and I. And so when you talk about immigration, it's personal to me as it is personal to all of you. And so two questions. That I want to answer as we kick this off is one, why are we here? It's pretty easy. We're here to listen. We're here to hear directly from all of you, as we did in Los Angeles and in Fresno. The one thing I have learned, my time in the legislature, in the assembly, my time as speaker, California is diverse. We're diverse in our people, our culture, our communities, and that's what makes California special. And that's why immigration is so personal to us, because California is a state of immigrants. We have the fourth largest economy in the world, all fueled because of our diversity and because of our immigrant populations, and something we should all be proud of. And so hearing from all of you is incredibly important, because we need to know, our team needs to know, what's happening on the front lines. What's happening on the front lines here, much different than in Los Angeles, than in Fresno. Issues are different. Their circumstances, the resources that they need, much different. And so we need to know what's happening here in Salinas, in our district, in our region, so that in Sacramento, our office, our state capitol, our legislature, working with the governor, having that information is critical, so that way we can respond with urgency. We can respond with compassion that is not coming out of Washington, and with a commitment that this moment absolutely needs and that the people need. Second, what can California do? And I can tell you that we're not waiting for Washington to do the right thing, because Washington is broken. They're not going to do the right thing with President Trump and a Republican majority. And so our state is stepping up to protect immigrants and our communities, to keep our families together. What we have already done as a state, we've expanded legal services residents, for undocumented residents. We've funded community-based immigration defense, and we continue to invest in programs that help undocumented residents thrive, not just survive. We know that here on the Central Coast, our economy depends on immigrant labor. California lawmakers, we know that. I know that. My colleagues know that. And we're acting to protect the people who keep this region running. When you talk about the potential impacts, as we all know, to our undocumented populations, it impacts housing, it impacts agriculture, and it impacts hospitality, all incredibly vital to this region and to the larger state of California. As we all know, farm workers feed the nation, they feed the state, and they feed the world. And so these inhumane policies of mass deportation, they don't only wreck our communities and tear apart families, but they are an absolute disaster for our economy, our fourth world-leading economy. And so in Salinas, we're not just talking about numbers. Again, we're talking about families, coworkers, classmates. And so here in California, in the Central Coast, we've invested in legal aid, in housing, in worker protections to keep families safe and stable. That's why here in California, right here in the Central Coast, in Salinas, we're doing the work to support immigrant populations, our undocumented residents, and all of that is the work you all have done and so appreciative. As I say, when I travel all across California, we're very lucky here in Salinas that we have such a forward looking community and a thriving network of nonprofits, of community organizations that have challenged the status quo, that have worked with our agricultural stakeholders here, more so than in other regions. The infrastructure we have developed here is incredible. And so I applaud all of you for the work you do, because you have truly made a difference. And so with that, I'm thankful to be a part of this discussion. Thankful again for all of you being here, and look forward to the engagement.